From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Shiite militias set course. Shiite militias are headed to the outskirts of the Iraqi city of Ramadi Monday after Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi called for support in the aftermath of an Islamic State victory there. The popular mobilization units could boost security forces in a possible counteroffensive to take back the capital of Anbar province. The same paramilitary groups fought alongside government troops and tribesmen to reclaim Tikrit last month. The military and tribal forces that fled Ramadi Sunday have regrouped on the city's eastern edge in what several sources told VOA is an attempt to block any IS advance toward Baghdad. IS fighters raised their flag over Ramadi Friday, marking one of the most prominent territorial gains this year. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry expressed confidence Monday that pro-government forces in Iraq would regain control. Following episodes of racially charged unrest that brought militarized troops onto the streets of Ferguson, Missouri, and Baltimore, Maryland, the U.S. government is imposing new federal restrictions on some military-style equipment for local law enforcement. The federal government is halting funding of gear such as tracked armored vehicles, weaponized aircraft, grenade launchers, and camouflage equipment that an interagency group found eroded public trust in law enforcement. President Barack Obama is expected to discuss the new measures when he travels Monday to Camden, New Jersey, an eastern city that has one of the nation's highest rates of violent crime. You are listening to the news from the Voice of America. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry denounced North Korea Monday for repressing internet freedom for its citizens and condemned the communist country for last year's hacking attack on Sony Pictures in Hollywood. Speaking at Korea University in Seoul, the top American diplomat praised South Korea and Japan for their internet freedom, while attacking Pyongyang for limiting total internet access in the reclusive country to a small, privileged elite.
Here in the Asia-Pacific, we see countries such as the ROK and Japan that are among the world's leaders in internet access, while North Korea is at the exact opposite end of that spectrum, with the lowest rate of access in the world and the most rigid and centralized control.
He said the U.S. believes that digital policy should seek to fulfill the technology's potential as a vehicle for global stability and sustained economic development as an innovative way to enhance the transparency of governments and hold governments accountable. Kerry said Monday the U.S. is now in considering how to stiffen the sanctions even further. Amtrak trains began rolling early Monday on the busy Northeast Corridor that includes Boston, New York, and Washington. It was the first time in almost a week that service has been fully operational since a deadly crash in Philadelphia. Railroad President Joseph Boardman said Amtrak worked around the clock to restore service following last Tuesday night's deadly derailment that killed 8 people and injured more than 200 others. Federal regulators have ordered Amtrak to expand use of a speed control system in the area of the crash. Trains going through that section of track will be governed by the system that alerts engineers to slow down when their trains go too fast and automatically applies the brakes if the train continues at high speed. The UN Security Council has condemned fighting in 2 northern states in southern Sudan and the repeated violations of a ceasefire agreement the government and rebels signed early last year. In a statement late Sunday, the council said a government military offensive in Unity State caused large-scale violence that has forced 100,000 people from their homes and halted aid delivery to civilians in the area. The council also blamed the rebels for launching an attack on the town of Malakal in Upper Nile State. And another U.S. Republican Senator, Lindsey Graham of the southern state of South Carolina, says he is running for the party's 2016 presidential nomination. Graham, a longtime critic of President Barack Obama's handling of conflicts in the Middle East and the advance of Islamic State insurgents, joins a crowded field of Republican candidates seeking to be the party nominee. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.